Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
There's Big Joe Turner, recorded for the Imperial label in April of 1950, and I believe that the accompanying band there was Dave Bartholomew and his crew. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You can hear by my voice that it's the cold and flu season here in the city of Chicago. I hope you'll do your best to overlook it as I slog through this one and see if we can find some good records. Actually, we've got a number of different features on the program this week. We're going to be listening during our pre-war hour to recordings by Willie Hood, who was known as Rhythm Willie, a real maverick harmonica player. And of course, as always, bad news. A couple of giants in the R&B field, Johnny Otis and Etta James, have both passed away. And we're going to be, as always, the last kids on the block to do our features on these two great artists. So it should be some interesting listening, along with all the regular features that we have on the program. Soul Breakfast, Vintage Gospel Set, Pigmeat Markham, Hep Harmony, Boogie Piano, much, much more. It's great listening. Please, we'll prove it. Stick with us. Here's Hot Lips Page with our opening set.
Hot Lips Page.
much as a dog with a bone. When you love me, baby, not as much as a dog with a bone. Luck's in my corner, and I keep rolling on. You caused my gal to quit me, and I ain't got no home. Well, you caused my gal to quit me, and I ain't got no home. Luck's in my corner, and I keep rolling on.
They've been dancing all night and still going strong. More fun than I've ever seen, doing the dance of the tambourine. Ah la la, ah la la. No, I don't mind. Ah la la, ah la la. Yes, I'm doing fine. Cactus plants 9 foot high. Take your siesta after scotch or rye. Hot tamales and chili beans, doing the dance of the tambourine.
Hey!
raise my hand. My woman's hollering murder, and I ain't even raised my hand. Every time she sees me evil, Lord, she will call the man. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Love you harder, baby, than a mule can kick on a slippery hill.
Thank you.
And there's our opening set. It's Hot Lips Page. All right, here's our audience contest. A show of hands, please. Anybody know his real first name? Oren, O-R-A-N, Oren Thaddeus Page, born in Dallas, Texas, in 1908. All right, that was a great band there on those last couple of sides. Anybody know who that guitar player was? Tiny Grimes, that surprised me, for the Savoy label, September of 1944. Just listen to this band. It was Hot Lips Page, Vic Dickinson, Benny Morton, Earl Bostic, Don Byas, Ike Quebec, Ben Webster, Clyde Hart on piano, Tiny Grimes guitar, Al Lucas bass, Jack Parker on drums among the players. You and I, well, you anyways, would sound good with a band like that. And the two sides we heard, the final two sides, the instrumental thing called Bluey, and before that the vocal, Double Trouble Blues, September 1944. And we had a couple of sides preceding that from a session a couple of months earlier, June 14th of 1944, also for the Savoy label. We listened to, I Keep Rolling On, and then Dance of the Tambourines. And that wasn't a bad band either. Again, it was Don Byas, Clyde Hart, John Simmons, and Big Sid Catlett. That was pretty good. And Floyd Horsecollar Williams. Now, there's a name to be proud of. Four sides in all for the Savoy label. Hot Lips Page on trumpet and vocal. Our opening set here on Blues Before Sunrise. And from the sound of Hot Lips Page, let's listen to Erskine Hawkins.
Join the army. Just the other day. But Shorty didn't join the army. Now here's what they had to say. So long, Shorty. You're just little stuff. So long, Shorty. You ain't tall enough. Can't join, Shorty. Need 'em big and tough. Shorty boy, so long. 4 foot Shorty, you're no army man. Fat and 40, not for Uncle Sam. Can't join Shorty, take it on the lam. Shorty boy, so long. Shorty, haven't you suspected, Shorty, you'd be rejected, Shorty? Tell me, how'd you grow so small, boy? So long, Shorty, no use getting sore. So long, Shorty, what you waiting for? Can't join, Shorty, please don't slam the door. Shorty boy, so long. Shorty, please don't slam the door. Shorty boy, so long.
Sometimes when blue shines shadows fall. I think of you with someone's arms about you, while I'm so alone and blue without you. Sometimes I get to dreaming of days we once knew, wondering if you think of me sometimes the way I always think of you. Darling, the way I think of you.
There's Jimmy Mitchell, popular vocalist with Erskine Hawkins and the orchestra. He was in the sax section. He played alto and did, I'd say, about half of their vocals throughout the years. That's Sometimes from February 1941, Jimmy Mitchell on the vocals. Rounds out the set, we started out with vocalist Ida James with Erskine Hawkins from May 1941 and So Long, Shorty. Then we listened to one of those, as Dick Buckley used to say, one of those flag wavers, a hot instrumental called Cornbread from December of 1948. And there were a number of solos there, but I guess the one that stood out for me was the baritone. Haywood Henry was his name. I guess he did all baritone players proud. And that led us around to the ballad Sometimes. Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
And we're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and my voice has taken a beating. I'm sure you can tell. Man, this is, I guess the older I get, the longer this stuff drags out. Before, we'd throw this off in a day or two. Now it seems like it, ends only after like 3 or 4 weeks. So, and I think we're in week number 3. I'm ready for it to go anytime. We're busy listening to the sounds of Bronzeville during this hour. A lot of the black big bands and their featured vocalists. How about this one? We'll listen to Andy Kirk and his orchestra. And one of the featured vocalists over there, sure, Faye Terrell, was there. Here's one, June Richmond.
Now you're trying to take it back, but it's too late, my grip is past. Fare thee, honey, fare thee well. Now that I'm gonna leave, you're asking me for a reprieve. Fare thee, honey, fare thee well. But now that I've got my fare, I've showed you I'm not a square. Fare thee, honey, fare thee well. say, oh, take those blues away, Lord, take those blues away. I had a future that was bright as early spring, but now that future is a dark and dismal thing. That's why these words you hear me say, oh, take those blues away, Lord, take those blues away.
June Richman, along with Andy Kirk and the orchestra. And let's go to the top. Let's see. We started out, well, actually, of the three songs, this one was the latest, from December 1943, Fare Thee Honey, Fare Thee Well. And then the two that followed, Wham! And Take These Blues Away, were done in 1940. First, Wham! From January of 1940, and then Take These Blues Away from June of 1940. June Richman, featured vocalist with Andy Kirk and the orchestra. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and here's a guy we get to every great once in a while, tenor man John Schoolboy Porter. These were sides recorded for the Chance label. All right, let's flip it over. Mm-hmm. There's John Schoolboy Porter on saxophone, and that was a thing called Walk Heavy from November of 1950. Before that, we listened to two sides, the same 78. We went back to the original recording. First, the side called K-Ron, September 1950, and then we flipped it over and got the ballad side, Deep Purple, from that same date. And all three sides were issued on the Chance label here in Chicago. I think that was owned and operated by Art Sheridan, if I'm not mistaken. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Time for some Hep Harmony. Here are the Delta Rhythm Boys.
If it's wrong to be in love with you, I do, I'll string along with you my whole life through, 'cause I'd rather be wrong than blue. If it's wrong to hold you in my arms, if it's to all your charms, yes, if it's wrong, with all the right I'm through, 'cause I'd rather be wrong than blue. You make me tick, you make me talk, just like my grandfather's clock. You make my head go round in a whirl. You make me cry, you make me sigh, you make my heart wanna fly right on out of this world. And if it's wrong to be in love with you, well, if it's wrong to do the things I do, I'll string along with you my whole life through, 'cause I'd rather be wrong than blue.
what's wrong.
To do the things I do, I'll string along. With you my whole life through.
Cause I'd rather be wrong than blue.
I'd rather be wrong than blue.
There's one of the Boogie Woogie Masters, Pete Johnson, here with a little ensemble on the Downbeat label, and they call that Roadhouse Boogie from April of 1949. Among the players was Maxwell Davis there on the tenor. Before that, we had Hep Harmony from the Delta Rhythm Boys, and that was done in March 1950. I'd Rather Be Wrong Then Blue. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
This is Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase, the program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We'd like to say hi to the folks listening on WHRV in Norfolk, Virginia. Thank you for tuning to the program. We hope you listen on a regular basis, and we hope you won't forget to tell your friends about our program, even if our show is not broadcast in your particular city. You can always hear us on the internet. do a search, your Google, whatever it is, whatever search mechanism you use, and look for Blues Before Sunrise. There are, I'd say, at least 30 or 35 stations that broadcast, that stream our broadcast each week. So you ought to be able to hear it just about anywhere. I get people in foreign countries emailing me and saying, we're hearing you on the internet on Blues Before Sunrise. So let them know that we're available just about everywhere. Okay? Okay. All right, to wrap up this hour of our program, it's Wild Bill Moore. And this is from December 1947. They call this South Parkway Hop.